Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. I want you to commit yourself into the hands of the living God and thank God for the space that we have and the ability that we share in fellowship with one another. Sometimes we all don't know what we have until we lose them, but I want you to just be grateful for today, for your life, and for my life, because somebody took care of us. Commit this gathering into the hands of a living God. Pray that God speaks to us. But if there's anyone amongst us who is sick or who doesn't feel well, I want you to pray and say, God, heal, deliver, and save. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you have been the only one that we know, the faithful and sincere God who always watches over His word to perform. We know that we are who we are by the grace of God. And therefore, with this gathering, may you speak to us, Lord. May you open our eyes of understanding and cause us to receive your word. We pray that your word will make an impact over our lives. We thank you for those of us here, and we thank you for those who will join later on. We pray that, Lord, be with us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to speak on a scripture that is so powerful. The first time I heard this scripture was over 40 years ago. And I really took advantage of that scripture, who has become a blessing to me in many aspects of my life. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places." Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So watch this. The scripture doesn't say who will bless us, but it's already in past tense, who has blessed us in Christ. So our blessings come from Christ with every spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Now watch this. It takes spiritual things to give birth to physical things. So everything that you see around first originated in the spiritual realms. So scripture is telling us that blessed be God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Then means that the spiritual has occurred. So if a spiritual things occurred, then naturally the physical will or must give way. Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
This afternoon, I want to talk about a word we use all the time. The word is blessed. You hear it everywhere you go. Someone buys a new house, they say, "I'm blessed to buy that house." Someone graduates from school, they say, "I'm blessed that I wasn't a dropout." When you get a good meal to eat, for us as Christians, the first thing you say, "I'm blessed." Now, these things are wonderful. And yes, they are blessings. But when Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, chapter 1, verse 3, that we have been blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessings. Now, what does it mean to be blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places? Paul was pointing us to something much deeper than cars, than money, than clothes, or even than a family that we always feel proud about. But Paul was pointing us to the eternal blessings that comes only from Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Our blessings does not come from a work that we have done. Our blessings doesn't come from a high-powered figure who chooses to bless us. But our blessings come from Almighty God, who chooses whom he wants to bless. So for us, under the sound of my voice this afternoon, the Lord has chosen to bless us. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, we'll look at two things. What it means to be blessed and what it means to be uncommonly blessed. There is an expression that goes around that people use, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored. Are you familiar with that word? Do you say them yourself?
Yeah.
For some of us, we don't say we are blessed and highly favored, but we say we are blessed and uncommonly favored. Whether uncommonly or highly favored, we're going to dig into it in a minute. I'm excited to talk about that. Amen. And I believe by the end of this message, you will leave not just thankful for the blessings you already see, but expectant for the uncommon blessings God is preparing for you and for me. Amen.
Amen.
Now let's first touch on the word bless. The grace of God is our lives. To be blessed is to be recipient of God's undeserved favor. You are in fact saying that I'm blessed. It means that you are a recipient of God's undeserved grace. The very fact that you and I are here this afternoon is a blessing. If you believe, say amen to that.
Amen.
Let me illustrate into what I just said. Years ago, I actually met a man who had survived a terrible car accident. And doctors told this man, you should never have made it in life. This young man looked at me and said, I may not have been the biggest house or a lot of money, but every morning I wake up, I look in the mirror and say, I am blessed. That is it, friend.
Amen.
Sometimes the greatest blessings are not the ones we overlook. Like we have our life, we have our health, we have been forgiven by our sins. The love of God is there. When we even take inventory on our own lives, we realize we are already living in the blessings. Is it not true? There are so many simple, simple things Amen. That we are enjoying that in itself is a blessing. Think about it for a moment. The ability to breathe without getting an external oxygen. You realize some people are on oxygen tanks? Why not you? Are you better off than them? Do you deserve special attention than them? They are all God creatures.
No.
But how come that you are not on oxygen tank? That is a blessing. You walk by people who have one leg amputated and one even sometimes one arm amputated. Are you better off than them?
No.
So watch for a minute. I'm diabetic. I'm 61 years old. I met this young girl who is 6 years old and she is type 1 diabetes. And she's really struggling. And I ask myself, why this poor girl? She's going to live with this for the rest of her life. So look at yourself this afternoon. I don't need you to tell me what you're going through, but just look at your own self and judge for yourself. Be the judge. Are you blessed to be here? Are you blessed to be able to speak clearly? Are you blessed to be able to hear without wearing a hearing aid? Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Now, let me touch on the uncommon blessings. When I say uncommon blessings, I'm talking about the overflowing favor of God, which is the next level. To be uncommonly blessed means to experience favor that makes people stop and say, surely God is with you. Amen.
Amen.
Last week, I wasn't here. I was in Nigeria. When I was flying back to the U.S. on Monday morning, I literally came on Monday. On Monday morning, I saw over 70 people sitting in a wheelchair being pushed to check their bags in for the aircraft. And that's the very first time I saw so many people like this. Occasionally, I see one or two or three or four. So I took a picture of these many people sitting in a wheelchair looking for assistance. And I said to myself, Lord, I'm grateful that I can walk on my 2 feet. I'm grateful that I'm not being pushed around. That is blessings. That is blessings. Think about a man in the Bible called Joseph in the Bible. He was betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, and thrown into prison. By all logic, his life was a curse. Yet, even in prison, Joseph said, The Lord is with me, and the Lord has given me favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Genesis 39, verse 21. That is what we call uncommon blessings. Even in the presence of what? Prison guard. Now, talking about uncommon blessings, I don't think I can walk here in the U.S. any of the streets and I'll have police and triage. But guess what? When I got into Nigeria, because I was meeting the First Lady of Nigeria, the police and triage came to pick me up from the airport and come and see me sitting in the presidential car with this entourage. And I asked myself, who am I to even deserve a presidential entourage picking me up from the airport? That is what we call the overflowing of the favor of God. Now let me move a little further. A modern example of uncommon blessings. A young woman I know grew up in a neighborhood where most people don't finish school. She worked hard, but what set her apart was her life and faith in God. When we believe in God, God uses our life to do extraordinary things. This woman would always pray, and her common prayer was, Lord, make me an example of your favor. I want somebody to tap into this prayer, that you too, from now onwards, you will learn to say, Lord, make me an example of your favor. Today, this young woman not only graduated with honors, but also started a program that helps young girls in her community to stay in school. Now, when people see her, they don't just see her blessed, but they say there's something different about this young woman. That is what it means to be uncommonly blessed. You don't just receive it, you become a vessel of blessings for many who comes close to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's move forward. Amen. How do we walk in the uncommon blessings? How do we walk in the uncommon blessings? So how can we step into the uncommon blessings? Three things I want you to remember. Three things. Number one, faith in God's promises. I say what? Faith in God's promises. Can we say it together? Faith in God's promises. We have to have faith in the promises of God. That God has said it and God will do it. If he has said it, then he will do it. We have to have faith in the promise of God. There's a man that when we talk about faith, his name just comes up in my mind. And I'm sure it just came into your mind too. Do you know that man's name? Will somebody guess? What's the name of the man when we talk about faith that comes into your mind? The man is called, it starts with A. I know you know it. You know it. Tell me, what's Abraham. The name? Abraham. When we talk about faith, we are talking about Abraham. Abraham believed in God, even when it seems impossible. The uncommon blessings requires uncommon faith. If you want to receive uncommon blessings, you have to have uncommon faith. God, you told me you will make me father of many nations. And up unto age, I have no seed. Now God gave him a seed. And now God intends to take the seed away. But Abraham believed in God, that this same God who came through when he was a man without a seed will be honored. So God, if you are asking, I'll give back to you. That is what we call uncommon blessings. And when Abraham was about to give up, the Lord showed up. Amen.
Amen.
Number two, amen. Obedience to God's word. I said what? Obedience to God's word. For most of us, we're obedient to our husbands and our wives and to our children, but we're not obedient to the word of God. We have to learn to be obedient to God's word. According to Luke chapter 11, verse 28, it reminds us that blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. And when you obey the word of God, guess what follows? Blessings of obedience would accompany you. Hallelujah. The blessings of obedience will follow you. Now, number three, becoming a blessing to others. God told Abraham, I will bless you and I will use you to become a blessing. The uncommon blessings is never selfish. It is always flows through you to others. Amen.
Amen.
I know you alone worked your hours at work. I know you alone deserve that salary you got. But guess what? The money is not just for you alone. The money is supposed to become a blessing to others who have not worked your 40 hours. Does it make sense? It's my money. Why should I give somebody some money? We are blessed to become a blessing to others. Amen.
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 If we want to apply what I just talked about, church family, imagine if we walk out of here this afternoon and not just saying, I am blessed, but living in a very way that shows we are uncommonly blessed. Even at our workplaces, people will notice the peace we carry when everyone else is stressed. At home, our family will see the restoration that we have, and others will see that we are broken. Now, our finances. God will make a way where we thought there wouldn't be a way. Uncommon blessings is when your testimony encourages others to believe in God who can do it again and again. Dear friend, listening to me this afternoon, my final words is, being blessing is wonderful, but God has called us to something greater than that. He's called us to live as people who are uncommonly blessed. People who shine as living testimonies of God's favor, grace, and even power. So this afternoon, I'm asking you to ask yourself, am I only thankful for the blessings I can see? Or am I ready to walk in the uncommon blessings God has prepared for me? Now let me end here by quoting Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to whom is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all, we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Friends, you are not just blessed this afternoon. You are uncommonly favored. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. I just want to remind you three things that we talked about. And don't forget, because it would be good for you to remember. Number one, faith in God's promises. Number two, obedience to God's word. And when we are become obedient to God's word, God will honor himself. And number three, becoming a blessing to others. Shall we go before the Lord in prayer? Pray for yourself. Pray for what you just heard. And pray that your life will never be the same. The other day, I was in a situation that I was waiting to pay a bill. I swiped my card and my card was declined. And just as I was thinking, I just quickly checked my bank account to see. Then I realized that an activity that was not very familiar with me had made my account go negative. Whilst I was calling the bank to find out what was it, I got a phone call. It was somebody that I know crying, Pastor, can I have $100 to pay for a bill that I need to pay right away? Now I'm caught in between settling my own problem or solving this problem. Now I said to myself, in my quietness, I said, God, make a way for this brother. As I was just talking, suddenly I got a phone call. And the phone call was, oh, Dr. Orjan, remember, we promised to pay a bill 2 weeks ago. It has delayed. And now we're sending FedEx to send you that check. Friends, we may not have the answers immediately, but when we trust God and depend on this God, He would always come through for us. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we know that You care so much for us. And You have a good plan. Plan not to steal our joy. Plan to make a better out of us. We surrender our will to You. We pray the Lord lead, guide, and direct us. May these words that we have heard this afternoon change our perception and cause us to cling only to You. Make a way where there seems to be no way, and let Your will be done in our lives. We thank You, we bless You, and we honor You. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Is anyone amongst us who is trusting God for anything? Is there anything that you want us to pray about? I want to believe that God is here and is ready to listen.
Pastor, I have a grandson that's in the hospital, and his name is Dale Long.
Okay.
And I would like to pray for him, please.
Spirit of a living God, is anything too hard for You? No, for with God all things are possible. So we thank You for Derek's life. We soak him in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we assign an angel to go even to the hospital right now. Ministering angels, that brings healing. Please, go and whisper healing even to this grandson of Miss Mary. And let Your name be glorified. Lord, we know whom we have believed. And we are confident that once You have spoken, and twice that we have heard, that all power belongs to You. Let Your name be glorified, even in this situation. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any else?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm.
I have three.
Sure.
Our cousin was, he's had a stroke. Last night he was rushed to the ER.
Mm.
His name is
Jot.
And then also, my brother-in-law, his name is James. He, too, was rushed to the ER. Both of them are Riverside.
Mm.
His name is James.
James.
And then also I want prayer for the family of Clifford Rose, he's in palliative care in the process of transitioning.
Sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, when all else fail, You have the power to change our circumstances. We bring before You the two J's who are in emergency room and trusting You to be healed. Spirit of our living God, we pray You right now into their emergency room right now. And we say, Lord, by Your word, as You turned even to the wind, the storm that was blowing when the disciples told You, care not that we perish. You looked at the wind and You said, peace be still. Lord, we speak peace even into their situation, even now, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will receive their healing even now. And now on to a brother who is transitioning. Spirit of a living God, we are praying for awareness of knowing that there is a relationship with this God that can change every story. We're not too sure about His life, but one thing that we know, that You came that we may have life and have it abundantly. We pray for restoration. We pray for grace and we pray for protection. And we pray that, Lord, You grant him the peace that he needs even now. And Lord, as for the family, we pray for comfort and joy. Lord, yeah. In times like this, there's no one else that we can call than the name Jesus. Father, we are calling on Your name. Remember our sister's family and those that are connected. And prove Yourself that You are a sincere God. For You said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but out of them all you deliver. Lord, honor your promise that we too would have a cause to see. We call upon the name of the Lord, and he answered us. We thank you. We bless you. For this is the confidence that we have in you, that whenever we pray and pray according to your will, you hear us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying with thanksgiving. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome.
Lord, there's a young lady by the name of Scarlett McClinton. She's in the hospital. You mentioned diabetes. She's a diabetic. And she's had a few surgeries, a few blood transfusions. She's one of God's biggest doctors, and she's going to surgery next today. And I'm just praying that God will raise Lazarus and completely restore. You were talking about miracles, and I definitely believe in God's miracles. Amen.
Amen. Your line was very broken, but I heard of someone who has diabetes. Is that correct?
And I had several surgeries.
Several surgeries. And now we're asking for healing for this young person. Is that correct?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, before we even speak, you know our condition. Spirit of a living God, we are speaking life into this young man. Whatever his situation is, whatever the doctors have called it, we have confidence in you that you are able to do far more exceedingly, abundantly and above that which we can think or dream of. Grant this young man healing, even now, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you've done it before. Let your name be glorified. And we can say of a truth, our God has done it again. We thank you. We worship you and we honor you for answering us, even in this request. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. I pray that the grace of God will be upon our lives, even as we prepare ourselves toward this new weekend, which is Communion Sunday. We pray that the grace of God will be upon us, and his love that covers every boundary would change our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for coming.
Amen.
And we'll connect again. Bye-bye.
Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.